Athletic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today. 5:74. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn, C. Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Authorities in Montgomery County this morning are asking for the public's help in locating a missing person in their vehicle. Officials say the owner of a 2000 Ford F-150 extended cab pickup has not been seen or heard from since about 9 p.m. Saturday. They said the person may have some health issues. The missing vehicle was described as being a brown over tan in color truck with a silver toolbox. Iowa license plate number is 085ZEB. If you've seen that pickup truck or know where the driver is, please call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or your local law enforcement agency. Additional details concerning the driver and other related information is currently not available. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Authorities in Adair County said Monday afternoon that a toddler died from injuries that he suffered when a tree fell on him Sunday afternoon. According to Fontenelle Police Chief Pat Henry, 3-year-old Nathan Hutt of Fontenelle was playing in the yard of a residence in Fontenelle when a large tree was blown over and one of the limbs fell on top of him. Emergency medical personnel were called to the scene of the accident at around 12:45 p.m. Sunday. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. No injuries were reported following a car versus deer collision over the weekend in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said Monday the accident happened at around 10:20 p.m. Saturday. Authorities report a 2004 Dodge Stratus owned and driven by 19-year-old Bradley Melvin Telshaw of Red Oak hit a deer while traveling east on 150th Street about 1/2 mile west of F Avenue. The car sustained about $6,500 damage. There were no citations issued. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will discuss some budget matters when they hear from Sheriff Brad Newton this morning during their meeting at the courthouse in Greenfield. Other matters to come before the board for their 9 a.m. session include a report from County Conservation Director Kevin Blazik on wages and status and a report from County Recorder Janelle Schneider with regard to a copier lease agreement. At 10 a.m., the supervisors will move from their boardroom to the Adair County Public Safety Center's meeting room, where they will hear from ISU Professor Carlton Basmajian, who will discuss a comprehensive plan, and the VA Administrator about matters pertaining to that office. A public hearing is set for this evening in Audubon with regard to an amendment to the 2011-2012 budget. The hearing will take place during the City Council's regular session, which begins at 7 p.m. The amendment is being made necessary after receipts in the general fund turned out to be higher than expected. Following the public hearing, the Council will act on a resolution approving the budget amendment. In other business, the Audubon City Council will hold a separate public hearing on the sale of a vacated portion of an alley in Lot 14 of the West Audubon Addition, followed by action on a resolution to proceed with the sale. And many in northwest Iowa spent Monday cleaning up after a severe thunderstorm hit Sioux County over the weekend. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said trees, branches, and power lines were knocked down during the storm as it passed over Hull, Haywarden, and Boyden on Sunday night. The Sioux City Journal says several homes were hit by downed trees, but that no injuries were reported. Officials say wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour were also reported, and some residents lost power for about 3 hours. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Glenn Pettigrew, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral and Masonic services for Glenn Pettigrew will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Sandra L. Gorley Smith, age 70, of Nottoway, died Thursday at her home. Celebration of life services for Sandra Smith will be today at 10 o'clock at the Villisca United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca is in charge of arrangements. Joseph Gittins, age 30, of Persia, died May the 19th. Funeral services for Joseph Gittins will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jerry Gates, age 78, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral and Masonic services for Jerry Gates will be today at 1:30 at the Orient Plymouth Congregational Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Harry Olson, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday in Carroll. Funeral services for Harry Olson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Doris Mary Camaseo, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Camaseo will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Victor Jacob Coppold, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Victor Coppold will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Karen Schleifarth, age 64, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Karen Schleifarth will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jude Leniker Philbrick, age 59, formerly of Dexter, died Saturday. Memorial services for Judy Philbrick will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Lloyd John Murtis, age 86, of Carson, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Lloyd Murtis will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edna J. Weeks, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday in Carroll. Funeral services for Edna Weeks will be this Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gerald Esslinger, age 85, of Bayard, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Gerald Esslinger will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Aletha May Brew, age 86, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be held June the 5th at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Lloyd Schroeder will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Lois B. Wolford, age 89, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Lois Wolford are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.